You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Saturday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:20pm with Darren Owen, John Budden and Ollie Pimlott in the studio. Big day to look forward to, as well as the flat returns at Doncaster. The Lincoln is the feature race on their card. We also have good racing on the poly track at Kempton, jumping from Stratford and Uttoxeter in the afternoon as well, and all weather racing in the evening on the poly track at Chelmsford City. My name is Mark Walton. I'm joined in the studio by Ross Brierley to look ahead to the best of the action at Doncaster. How are you, Ross?
I'm very well, Mark. I'm very well. It's good to see the flat again. It's nice to see, big fields, big handicaps. It's delightful, isn't it? Spring is here. Spring is in the air.
For yourself, it must be like welcoming back an old friend.
It is indeed, with open arms, a box of chocolates and... a hug that lasts just a little bit too long.
Nice. We'll move on to Doncaster in due course. Bit of news just quickly to fire at you, Ross. Barry Geraghty looks like he's been past fit to ride in the Grand National meeting, so good news for him.
Yeah, it is a good news. Yeah, rather a baptism of fire on his return, isn't it? Mm. But yeah, he would have been pretty frustrated, sat at home watching 4 days of Cheltenham on the box, especially when his deputy also crashed out as well. So I think they'll put that behind them and forget the whole thing. And obviously, especially given John Joe's horses are kicking into good nick, so it's going to be a few horses that will pique his interest, not more so than more of that in the big one.
Mm. Yeah. Move on to that later on, of course, the Grand National meeting coming up next week. Ascot as well, just news that they're going to honour Rev de Civler in the long walk hurdle this year. I think that's a nice touch for a horse that won it 3 times and was a grand old performer.
Damn straight, yeah. It was really sad, especially, it's sad anyway when these things happen, but especially obviously given that Andrew Mount is a big stakeholder, a big owner of the horse, and obviously a friend of the show, well, member of the show, obviously. And rightly so, because not many horses have the illustrious career that he did.
No.
And he should be honoured with something like that.
Should. I agree entirely. Anything else on your mind, Ross, before we get stuck into the return of the flat?
No, like I said, Doncaster and Kempton tomorrow is an absolute peach of a return.
Mm.
So, I'm just chomping at the bit, Mark.
All right. Well, we will get the thoughts of Ross in just a moment or two. We'll also hear from Sir Anthony McCoy in each of the four races that we're going to look ahead to. The first four, incidentally, on the card at Doncaster. That all comes up next on the William Hill Racing Podcast.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, on to Doncaster. We start the flat season in the 150, which is the Camage Trophy Stakes, a listed race over 6 furlongs. We'll get the thoughts of Ross in just a moment or two. We're going to start with Sir Anthony McCoy. The betting looks like this before we hear from the champ, Birchwood, 7-2, 11-2 Mobstar, Absolutely So is 6-1, 7-1 for Tupi, Name It What You Like is 8-1 with Ride Like the Wind, 12-1 for Captain Colby and 14s bar those. As promised, here are the thoughts of Sir Anthony McCoy.
The 150 is the Camage Trophy Stakes. It's a listed race over 6 furlongs. Birchwood is the horse that sets the standard here. He won a listed race in Chester last season. He then stepped up to group company. He struggled a little bit. His last run was behind Namato, but Richard Fahey always has them pretty forward. Mick Shannon has got 2 runners in this, Mobster, who won it last year, and Graham Lee rides Scrutineer. And I think he's interesting because Graham Lee is riding a lot of the Mick Shannon runners at the moment. He rode a Group 3 winner for him at Nice at the weekend. The stable seemed to be in pretty good form, and I like Scrutineer each way.
Scrutineer each way, then, the selection for Sir Anthony McCoy at 14-1 in the market at the time of recording this. What are your thoughts on the race, Ross?
Yeah, it's a good one. The fact that the Birchwood is top of the betting doesn't surprise. Interesting that they've decided to switch back to sprinting with him, bearing in mind he started life last year off in the French Guineas for his first run last season. You know, shows you just how much of a classy animal he is. But he did struggle a little bit. He had another one of those classic 2-year-olds going into a 3-year-old career when you're not quite top class and it's quite hard to work out exactly what to do with you.
Yeah.
It's one of those kind of seasons for him. And he struggled a little bit, apart from obviously that Chester victory, which after his exploits as a juvenile was actually, you know, a lot lower than what they've been hoping for him. So yeah, he starts life at a reasonable level for sprinting. He's an unexposed 4-year-old as well, against mostly exposed performers, so I can see Birchwood going very closely. But I was quite interested in Tupi, who's been running quite well over in Maidan. Now he's a horse who, again, sometimes you get the feeling that connections don't quite know what he is. He runs over 6, he runs over 7, he runs over a mile. But again, I thought he shaped really well behind Jungle Cat last time out in a good race at Maidan. And he comes to hand early as well. He ran an absolute cracker on his first start last season in the Abernant. He's obviously had a run or two under his belt, and he brings fitness into this. Mobster needs softer ground, probably. Absolutely so. He's another one who's better known for his exploits over 7. But yeah, I thought Tupi was the one to side with.
Tupi, the selection for Ross then. 7-1 in the market as we record this. Moving on to the second race at Doncaster on Saturday, the Spring Mile Handicap, which is a Class 2 event over, who'd have thought it, a mile. The market is headed by Sacred Act, who's shortened from 13-2 into 5-1 at the time of recording this. It's 11-2 for Nimmer, Ballet Concerto 8-1, 11-1 Raising Sand, and Muturakas, 14-1 Another Touch, and Holiday Magic, and 16s. Bar those, here are the thoughts of Sir Anthony McCoy to start with.
The 225 is the Spring Mile Handicap. Richard Fahy is a strong hand here with Another Touch, Namir and Gabriel's Kaka. Namir has been in really good form, won at Wolverhampton, and looks at a horse that's really improving and going the right way. Another Touch, we haven't seen him since October. He was second at York the last time we did. He's probably got a big chance as well. Their main dangers may be Sacred Act of John Gosden's. Again, you'll be taking his fitness and trust, but he did win first time out last year. But I'm going to go with Namir. I think having that fitness advantage on board, I think he'll take a lot of beating here.
Namir, the selection for Sir Anthony McCoy there, raises the very valid point about race fitness and such. And that's always a ponderable coming into these, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'd always side against it, really, in a sense.
Right.
Or in terms of horses coming off the all-weather, anyway. I don't mind the ones coming back from Maidan.
Yeah.
Namir's gone up significantly in the weights for winning two races at Wolverhampton. He's done it impressively both times, but he was in the right position last time out. He's a bit of a keen goer, and the fact that he has been going through with it despite his exuberance suggests that there should be more to come. I'm not massively against him by any stretch, but it might well be that he finds something off a lurking off a mark.
Yeah.
Ollie's just been talking to me about Sacred Act. I think he's very keen on him. He's a funny one. I mean, we've barely seen him over the past couple of seasons.
Yeah.
And he won his only start last season in remarkable fashion at Sandown. He drifted like an absolute barge in the market. He fell out of the stalls. He never looked like winning until suddenly, 2 furlongs from home, he came back on the bridle and shot home and won by a neck. And it was a rather incredible performance, really. He's definitely a horse who has a lot of ability. And yeah, huge respect for John Gosden. He is 6 years old, but he's raced 3 times in 2 years, so
yeah,
he's incredibly fresh. But I'm going to take 2 slight chances with slightly older horses, one on each side. Examiner is one of them, drawn 20. He finished behind Namir last time out, but he is a horse who rattles home from the back, and the race was not run to suit at all for him. He caught the eye with the way he came home strongly on that occasion. And the other one who might get a bit underrated given his connections is Sinfonietta, who hacked up first time after a gelding operation in the spring last season, off a mark of 76. Is here off mark of 90, but has ran some really good races last season. And again, just has put in enough speed figures to suggest that a 25-1 quote is a bit insulting, really, and drawn in 3, so you've got one either side. And again, given connections, Sinfonietta is somewhat underrated. But that was its only proper season last season, and And improved a stone, and there might be a bit more to come.
All right, 25 to 1 Sinfonietta in the market there. Examiner, the other one that Ross mentioned, is 16 to 1 there. On to the 3 o'clock next, which is the Doncaster Mile, a listed race over a mile, and the... I shouldn't really say that, should I? It's pretty self-explanatory.
Yes. I mean, although admittedly, I would quite like to maybe sponsor a race and name it the so-and-so mile when it's actually over 5.
That would be brilliant, yeah.
The incorrect mile.
Stormy Antarctic is the 3-1 favourite for this race. 7-2 Crazy Horse, 13-2 Simric, 8-1 Custom Cut, Tullius is 8-1 as well, 10-1 Castle Harbour, 11s for both Cool Company and Toscanini, and 16-1 our bigger prices for the others. We will once again start with the thoughts of Shrantony McCoy, and then we'll move on to Ross.
The 3 o'clock, the Doncaster Mile, is a listed race. John Gosden has a couple of runners here. Crazy Horse looks the best of those. He was second when we last saw him. It's on Clue. We'll be taking his fitness a little bit on trust, whereas Simric of Charlie Appleby's has been in Dubai. He was third behind Championship the last time we saw him in May down there. But the one I think with the best form is Stormy Antarctic of Ed Walker's. He won the Craven last season at Newmarket. He was second in a Group 1 in France. His last run in the QE2 behind Minding is much better than what any of these achieved. And I think Stormy Antarctic will take a lot of beating here.
Stormy Antarctic for Sir Anthony McCoy there. You mentioned the form. It's there for everybody to see that it's proven Group 1 form, whereas a lot of these wouldn't be able to live up to that level.
Yeah, it's almost too good to be true, isn't he? Stormy Antarctic in this race. He, as you said, had a really good season last year against genuine top-class horses. Only beating 7 lengths behind Minding in the QE2 is rather impressive. I suppose I'd be slightly concerned about a lot of his experience comes on straight tracks, and this Doncaster Mile is round the bend, which is a fairly new experience for him. He's been around a couple of times, but. A lot of the races he will have experienced last year will have been on a straight track. And he's, I guess, a couple of nice horses. Crazy Horse is one of them. Crazy Horse is a funny one. Again, he's another genuine a horse with genuine group form, but a lot of people won't know about it because he's raced almost exclusively in France for the past year.
Yeah.
But he was very impressive when winning the Horace Hill back in 2015. And again, he's another Gosden. I mean, I love John Gosden, regardless of the time of year, but he does... He knows how to start a season well, and obviously, you know, Jack Hobbs winning over in Maidan last week as well, and he was in typically effusive form in interviews afterwards. And I'd be very interested in Crazy Horse here. He's just because he's a bit under the radar as well, and like I said, the way he quickened up at Newbury last time we saw him in this country was very impressive. And full respect for the yard. Kimrick was Gosden, has now gone to Charlie Appleby and has ran okay behind Championship. I know from Goa last time out at Maidan, and of the older. Brigade. Tullius is always worth noting at this level, albeit I imagine he'll pop up at Sandown or at Epsom at some point. But Crazy Horse, I think, is going to be underrated in the market in comparison to Stormy Antarctic. It's probably a bit sexier.
Yeah. I spoke to the traders this morning, actually, before recording this, and Crazy Horse, you'd expect to be the one of the Gosden pair that would attract the money, given that De Torre is on board and he's got that group form from France. But perhaps that also means people won't want to side with the group form in France, and they've actually been backing his other one. Castle Harbour was the one that was getting most attention.
Yeah, well, he's another one. He looked the proverbial group horse in a handicap last year, and he's been gelded since. And the fact that he basically burst onto the scene last year, and everyone went wow, and then I think he levelled off a little bit, because it's a big ask to go from maiden to handicap and then become a group horse. Not many of them do that, but John Gosden does tend to try and take that path. So it'd be interesting to see where he starts off this year, because again, he's 4 years old, but as we mentioned with a couple of horses earlier, he's only had one season to show his true worth, so he's also an unknown quantity.
But the selection then for Ross is Crazy Horse, and we move on. In fact, I'll give you the price there, 7-2 in the market at this time, and we move on to the feature race on Saturday, the Heritage Handicap that is the Lincoln. It's over a mile, and here are the thoughts of Sir Anthony McCoy on Saturday's feature.
The big race of the day at Doncaster is the Lincoln. It's a handicap over a mile. Yuftan of Roger Charton's looks to me like a horse that could have been set up for this. He was third in his reappearance at Wolverhampton. No doubt that run will have brought him on. Third time lucky is another one that I think has a chance as well. He ran well at Lingfield last time behind My Target. But the one I'm going to side with is Top Notch Tonto. I think he's looking well handicapped now. He was a pretty good horse a couple of seasons ago. He was pretty dominant, won a lot of races. He lost his way a little bit. He has had a run at Wolverhampton that I'm sure will have left him pretty spot on for this. And he's got a good apprentice on board in Ben Robinson, who claims 7 off him. I think he's got a good chance, and I think he can win the Lincoln.
So top-notch Tonsor, the selection for Sir Anthony McCoy then, currently 10-1 in the market, was as big as 20-1 early in the week, top-notch Tonsor. You've done 92 favourite, Donica 7-1, 10-1 top-notch Tonsor. Third time lucky was a standout 16s with William Hill on Friday morning, understood that came under quite significant pressure and is now 14 in the market, 14-1, Oh This Is Us and Jui Feng and Bravery as well, also Dolphin Vista, and it's 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who takes the big race on Saturday afternoon then, Ross?
I'm going to take two, if that's all right. I'm going to go with Dolphin Vista and Oh This Is Us. 2 4-year-olds. Dolphin Vista making his seasonal reappearance. I think he's very interesting indeed. Again, he's another one who's been gelded since we last saw him at the back end of the year. And he ran into some really well-handicapped sorts. Folkswood, who beat him back in the spring, went on to progress very nicely indeed. And yeah, I just think he's got a lot more to come. He didn't quite... cut the mustard on his last start last year. He had a little bit of a break, came back at York and was well beaten over 10 furlongs. But like I said, that gale in operation, starting off 99, he's off a very low weight in comparison to a lot of these. I mean, this has attracted a very strong field. And as I said, the other one is Oh This Is Us, who's got a wicked turn of foot. And we haven't seen too much of him over a mile. He did win a handicap on fast ground back at Newmarket in May last season. And a couple of runs over 7 at Maidan. Last time out behind Suyuf, just was given far too much to do in that race, and just struggled to get involved from a position down the inside rail. And given the fact that it's also won at this track, Ryan Moore, but for Richard Hannan, I think This Is also going to go close as well. Yufton's obviously respect. He was another one who wasn't suited at all by the way the race was run on his last start at Wolverhampton. They went a bit of a crawl. Salatine made all. Both Keystroke and Yufton rattled home. Yufton came back from last to third in the blink of an eye, essentially. I completely understand why he is favourite for the race. But he's very short now, so Dolphin Vista and Oh This Is Us for me.
Couple against field, then 14-1, Oh This Is Us, and Dolphin Vista is 14-1 as well. Good stuff, Ross. Been a pleasure speaking to you. You going to Doncaster this week?
No, I'll be in the TV studio for the Lincoln on Saturday, and I'll be at my second cousin's wedding on Sunday. So that's not at Doncaster, unfortunately.
All right, well, enjoy that, Ross. Thank you very much, and good luck on Saturday.
Thanks, mate. I'll need it given the fields.
There you go, the thoughts of Ross. Yes, big fields. The flat is well and truly back on Saturday. You'll be able to hear it all on William Hill Racing Radio with Darren Owen, John Budden and Ollie Pimlott in the studio. We go live from 1:20 p.m. for this card at Doncaster. We also have Kempton on the all-weather poly track. Some good races there on Saturday afternoon as well. Jumping from Stratford and Newtox to the jump's not done just yet. And evening action on the all-weather poly track at Chelmsford City. So there really is something for everybody this Saturday. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Saturday's action.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.